Blog Talk Radio.
Gifts, gifts, gifts. That's what's coming up.
I'm no Galileo, but I know what I find.
Love that song, and that is Supernova by Carla Lynn Hall, and I want to thank her again for letting me use that. So today it is, and let me just say welcome to Budget Weddings NYC for you. I am your host, of course, Charlene PF, and today is the 18th of December, just 7 more days until Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, 7 more days for Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day is a week from now, 8 days. Welcome to my show of gift ideas for the holidays or for a wedding, and this is for both the couple, groom and or bride. And, of course, if I have time, I will do my most recent product reviews. And I think it's going to be a really fun show. These are items that I did not get to on the 4th of December, which was 2 weeks ago. And then, of course, my own personal favorites that I have to say at the top of the hour are, the top of the half hour, are my two books, The New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. And, of course, the second book along those same lines is the 11-plus Secrets from New York City Budget Weddings. And both of those books are available on Amazon, on the Kindle, and they are $5.99 and 99 cents, respectively. And also, you can actually get them on Nook if you have a Nook. There is an app. Of course, you know, there's an app for everything, and you'll be able to get that information. You'll be able to get either or both of the books on the Nook. Now, as I said, these are from, I'm just trying to think if, oh, in the very near future, I have two guests coming up. Becky, oh, no, I've forgotten Becky's last name, but Becky is a food coach, and I thought, you know, if, for instance, you were having an issue with food before your wedding, trying to get into that dress or that tux, then speaking to a food coach would be really amazing and wonderful. I had a food coach the year before, a year out from my wedding, and it was really quite helpful. I think, I can't remember if we only spoke online or if we actually spoke, I think we spoke definitely at least once, maybe twice, and she was really quite helpful. She's kind of, it would be kind of like an accountability person for you, and I have a weekly accountability person now, although it has nothing to do with weight loss or weight release, sure, as I like to call it. And then after that, or actually before that, and maybe that's why you need the the food coach after that is Ramya, who's, if you saw me on Facebook, I was eating one of her really delicious cupcakes. She is a cake baker, and she's a vegan cake baker. And the cupcake that I was eating had a chocolate edible paper top. I met her at a baby shower, a friend of mine, and someone, friend to the show, I'll borrow that phrase, friend to the show, Tina D, who is the gem aficionado. So anyway, so let's get to the show. It's now, I was thinking of doing jewelry 2 weeks ago, but something else came to me. So I have gifts, as I said, for the couple, the groom, the bride, and then the couple together. All righty, so let's get started on this. And I, some of these will be on my website, Romantic Wedding Gifts. I forgot to mention that. I have a wedding gift set website, and it is, I actually just put something up. It was coloring books because, you know, when you're getting ready for your wedding, you're kind of stressed out. So in order to do something that's easy, you don't have to go out of town, you don't have to buy any major equipment, just get a coloring book from crayons or a paintbrush or pencils or markers, whatever you want to use, and have a relaxing half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever. And you can make it a coloring date as well. So I have various coloring books on my website, romanticweddinggifts.com. And if you're looking for white clutches or white bags, check that out on my budgetweddingsnyc.com website. That is also available. Alrighty, so now let's get started on these gifts. Woohoo! Alrighty, so some of them are for holidays and then some of them are for the wedding. And I have couples gifts, as I said, wedding or holiday. And actually, I say, why stop? If someone really likes you and is giving you gifts, or if you're buying a gift for the couple or one or both of them, why stop at the holidays? If you like them, you like them. So get them a gift either that is that will just keep on giving, no little tchotchkes, you know, you know, maybe you already know a married couple and you think, oh, they could use this. Then go ahead. All right, so I'm helping you make your list, basically. All righty, here we go. Gifts for the groom. Joey Roth speakers. And these are these little, they're ceramic and wood and quartz speakers. And they sound really great. I can tell you that right now, I don't know how much they are on Amazon, but I do know they are on Amazon. But you can get them directly from joeyroth.com. And, oh, but before I tell you how much it is, let me just whet your appetite. They're high style. They're round. So that's really nice. One of them looks, you can get the speaker that has like a, they look like they're really no more than 4 to 8 inches in length, and the diameter looks like it's like 4.5 to 5 inches, and it looks like without the handle, the kind of old-fashioned speakerphone, not as in telephone, but as in you're yelling at a game and you have the speakerphone thing. So it has the small round section and then it has a bigger speaker. So, and that sits on your table. And it's, as I said, it's ceramic, wood, and quartz speakers. They're high fidelity, high style, and you can get them at either joeyroth.com or on Amazon. And the price that I'm going to tell you in just a minute is it includes speakers, amplifiers, and then, of course, all the necessary cables. And Joey says they are quite decor. And they're $495. So I'm going to move quickly to Fair to Partly Cloudy. Now, these, I was really attracted to this, but if you bought this for the bride, she would have a fit. So don't buy it for the bride. Buy it for the couple or for the groom, but not for the bride. But it's this really cool, I don't know where, I think this guy is from, he's French. He's an industrial designer, and his name is Bertrand Gere. And he says he likes to make objects that talk through and via visual puns. And he does design for storage solutions and then an imagination wall art, imaginative wall art. So it's called Fair to Partly Cloudy, and it's only $99. And it is a bathroom holder that is wall mounted. So you put it on the wall, and when you put your rolls of paper in the shelving, and the shelving is kind of looks like a wave, or I would say a cloud, a very fluffy cloud, if you can imagine. There are 5 spaces for your rolls of toilet paper, and it definitely looks like a cloud, and it holds 8 rolls of toilet paper. And you can mount it on your wall at any height that you prefer. But, you know, since it's supposed to be a cloud, I think it should be up a little high, maybe 6 feet, maybe 5.5 feet or so. And it's supposed to talk to the softness session, he says, surrounding the bathroom tissue industry. So they're likening it to fluffy cumulus billows of toilet tissue. Alrighty, so, and also my next item is Working Man's Hygiene Kit. Now, this is your best friend. That's what it's called, your best friend. And it's because it's only $50. And for me, I think it sounds great for any man in your life, even if, you know, a friend, brother, your father, your fiance, your husband, whomever, because it was created by a mechanic. I thought, see, these are really unusual. I love these. And he decided that that there needed to be something that would work with his, as he called it, and I'm quoting him, his dirty, damaged paws, drove his inspiration to design products for dudes. So, and he goes on to say that the manly salves, scrubs, and balms included are specially made to meet the needs of the working man, from soothing sore feet to healing cracked lips and knuckles to buffing the pins out of dry skin. And he says that this kit goes beyond the simple cleansers to get the job done. It's also handmade in the USA. Woo-hoo! And it's only $50. Now I forgot to tell you where you could get that. Now, Fair to Cloudy, I will look those up while I'm telling you about it, because I thought that I had put down where you could get these. But I know that if you put it in Google, you should be able to find it no problem. In fact, I'm just gonna make sure so that you will. Let's see, let's do Fair to Cloudy, since I'm here on my computer. Toilet tissue holder. I think that's how you would find it. Let's see, El Cloudy Day Toilet Tissue Storage. Uncommon Goods, that's where I got most of these items that I'm going to be talking about in the next couple of minutes. So, Uncommon Goods. And, yes, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, there are, evidently there's a big one as well. Yes. The smaller one had 5 places to hold your toilet paper. And it holds 8. But now he has a bigger one that is 9 spaces, and it holds, it looks like it holds 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 rolls of toilet paper, and that's $129. It's actually a better deal to get the bigger one, don't you think? I mean, it's only $30 more, and it'll hold, if you go to BJ's, Costco's, or if you go to Walmart, I suppose, you could really, you know, put your toilet paper in the cloud. Okay, so anyway, Working Man's Hygiene Kit is also from Uncommon Goods. Now, there is also another something for $50. Lost and Found is Bluetooth tracking tag for your keys. I don't know who did this. I don't remember, but I just thought it was a really cool idea. And I'm betting that even if you don't want to use it for your keys, if you're misplacing like maybe your Metro card and it's in a little container and you come home and you just throw it places instead of leaving it in your pocketbook or your back pocket or coat pocket, then you could probably put this little tag device on it and then be able to find it when you're looking for it. But it is for your keys. And it's perfect for anybody. You can even put it on your hat or a scarf or reading glasses if you misplace those. And it's really cool. I mentioned that because my husband usually comes back after he leaves for work. He comes back for one of those things, or all of them. Usually he has his keys, but he doesn't usually have his hat or scarf, or even phone. So you might even able, although if it has a magnet and you put it on your phone, maybe it's not a good idea. But I don't know. Anyway, so you enter your Bluetooth tracking tag, and then your keys or whatever you're looking for starts to vibrate, and you should be able to find it. And that's only $50. Now, going on, date night bucket list, $18. This could be for your fiancé, it could be for your spouse, it could be for your, well, someone that you're close to, I guess, your significant other. So the next time you can't decide what the heck you're going to do with your fiancé or your spouse, you could, instead of asking, what should we do tonight? What should I do tonight? I don't know, what should we do tonight? You could use this bucket list kit just for couples, and it's printed with a cute collection of birch wood sticks, the date night invigorating prompts, and it runs the gamut from romantic reverie, pack blankets and pillows, and go stargazing someplace secluded, to intellectual stimulation, attend a lecture at a local museum or university. And then once you've shared each experience, you know the date on the back of the stick with the official bucket list pencil, which is provided. All of that for only $18. It's great. All right, now we're going to get into gifts for the bride. I couldn't not have the bride, right? No. It doesn't make sense. All right, so gifts for the bride, books. Even though, you know, during the ceremony, you incorporate various readings or a song or poems or remembrances of whatever, it doesn't have to be a one time only. You could do a one-of-a-kind arrangement which features hand-rolled flowers crafted using the pages of the book or from your favorite book that you've read, or from sheet music. And this is a bouquet by Jama Malby, Uncommon Goods. And I don't know the price of this, but it was definitely under $150. I don't remember exactly how much it was, but she will roll up your favorite whatever paper item into a beautiful bouquet. If you want to keep your bouquet instead of having two bouquets, one to keep and one to throw out to your wedding party or your guests, female guests. And then paper grate is, you can choose your choice of your favorite color. And this, it has the person lists street will do a large paper rosette in your signature shades. That doesn't have to be a shade of nature. You could have any color whatsoever, even though now roses come in almost every shade. But if you want to keep your bouquet, you could have this in your favorite color and then do the bouquet in a color that's more, that's either budget friendly or possible for whatever time of year you're doing it. So, but this would give you a tangible memory for your special in the aisle. And then there's someone who will even do, if you've ever, if you, you and your fiance or your husband were in a special place like Thai, or you were in Germany or Switzerland or Liechtenstein or Austria or Italy or Idaho, wherever it is your favorite town, you get a map and you send it to Cool Recycled Stuff, and they will do up a bouquet for you. And you could either carry that down the aisle, or again, it could be a keepsake item. And they will do it in recycled. You can either send it to them, your map of choice, or they will do a handmade arrangement of paper roses and craft it with recycled maps. Now, also, and now I have a bit of jewelry and some other things. Let's see. Oh, I only have 10 minutes left. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. So, lockets with a picture of your heart or soulmate or lover or spouse adds glamour and elegance to any outfit. So, you could go with either a silver locket or a gold locket, 14 karat gold, of course, and you can view on the reversible locket. I'll give you the prices in a second. One of them is, actually, if you go to Macy's, you can get them as low as $54, and that is for the silver one. That's the Gianni Bernini sterling silver pendant heart locket, and its regular price is $120. It was $60, but for Christmas it is only $54. And then the 14 karat gold necklace, this I love you reversible locket, is it was a regularly $600, and then it was $300, and now it's 25% off at only $270. And you can give that to your loved one. Yes, your spouse or significant other or fiance. Then I went to the spiritual side because I'm a lot spiritual, I guess. I should tell you, my next book is going to be a little bit spiritual, a little bit practical. So, and it will be out, it might be out as early as January, but I'm going to say it's going to be out in February. But it might be late January. I'm very close to finishing, and I'm having people read it now. So, yes. Woo-hoo. Anyway, gifts for the practical side. I found this really cool. It's a way of releasing both stress and giving you creativity at the same time. It's called Custom Comfort. And it's this little, it's so pretty. It's like this, it reminds me of pink gold. I don't think it's pink gold, but, you know, it reminds me of pink gold. And it looks like a business card holder. And it has sand in it, and then it has something in which you can stir sand. And then there's even a saying on it, which now I can't read. But, and I think I'm still, I know this is from Uncommon Goods. And it just allows you to be inspired. Maybe you just need a private moment and just be, you know. Sometimes you just need to be. But it was designed by an artist, and her name is Jane Rieu, R-I-E-W. And it's a meditation box for artists, writers, and other creative professionals. But I'm sure anybody who needs a mental break could use it. And it is only $125. Then we go on to a Rhode Islander who has hand-bound a little, it's called a Little Red Book. It's only $28. And it's basically it's a romance. It's in the romance department. So it's this little book in which he gives you various things that you can talk about in terms of why you love the person. He'll give you prompts, but he also will just allow you to write down whatever you like. So 12 Ways to Say I Love You in his little red book is only $28. And now next is Find Your Way. It's $50. It's biblical. This is handmade by a Californian. It's lead-free pewter, and it comes in a presentation box, a story card. It's a symbolism of a spiritual journey and personal discovery. It's beautiful, labyrinth bowl, which encourages you to contemplate your own path through life. And this, of course, is for contemplation, for becoming more calm. And what you do is you hold this pewter in your palm, and you gently run your fingertip down the path. There's a labyrinth that you do travel with your finger, down the path from the outer edge, and you trace the path to the center and then back out again. And that is supposed to lead you to finding your path. So now, let me go to my romantic website because I want to just give you a little, if I have time. Oh, yes, I have 4 minutes. So you could, if you wanted to, go to Uncommon Gifts because that's where most of them were. But I'm going to go to, I had two things that I talked about on my website. One of them is anti-aging, so I think I'll talk about that one first. And that was Ryumi. R-I-U-M-I is what it is. I haven't gotten to it yet, so but I had to remember it. I've been using it, but I did have to remember it. Okay, so on my romanticweddinggifts.com, I have written not that many articles yet, but, you know, it's early, and I did just start in November. I've written the best coloring books for adults, and I give you something like 12 different coloring books, oh, probably more than that, 14 books. And then at the end, I give you examples of what you can color with. I also have an article. My very first article was on, it's not even there, Gifts for the Groom, I think. No, that was second. So there were romantic gifts for the bride, romantic gifts for the groom. I also did, last week, I have done reviews, makeup tips and tricks, and also protein food bars. Let me go into the protein food bars really, really quickly, because these are by Quest Bar, and you can get a variety pack at Amazon, or you can go to Supplemental Source, which is Quest Bar's own company. And I liked a lot of them, and some of them I didn't. I'm not going to lie to you. The chocolate ones were really, really good, especially the, what was my favorite? My absolute favorite one was a chocolate graham s'mores bar. And then there was one that was a chocolate chip and another one that was like a chocolate brownie. I forget what that one was exactly. But they have a variety of 12, and then they also have others that are interesting. No, not interesting. They're good. It's just that I like the chocolates better. And I spelled the makeup. It's Rumio. It's R-U-I-M-I-O, and it's a makeup 6-color palette tray. And I have to just be honest, it surprised me because, and I think I did do this review, but I'm going to just do it again. There's 6 colors, and I thought, okay, there's only 2 that are going to work for me. But in reality, all 6 of them work. If I could start at the upper left-hand corner, there's a white one, a beige, and a dark tan. Then going down to the bottom row is a chocolate chocolate, well, not chocolate, they wouldn't call it chocolate, they would call it mocha. Then there's a peachy one, and then there is a beige, a strictly dark beige. Now, this six-color palette is, as I said, it surprised me with its versatility, because when I looked at it, I thought, okay, no. But then I said, no, let me have an open mind. And I used every single one of the colors. So I used the medium brown for the foundation, and then I used the white to get rid of the color, the appearance of bags underneath my eyes if I didn't sleep long enough. And then I'd use the peach on my cheeks, and that beigey one, the one in the middle, no, the one on the bottom left, green hue to it, and I use that on my eyes. And then I use the dark or mocha as my contour up beneath my cheeks, and then I'd powder down with that upper right-hand corner soft tan color. And it worked perfectly. It worked absolutely beautifully. Alrighty, so that is my show for the day. And on the 8th of January is Ramya, and she will be coming and talking to us about vegan cakes and how she came up with the idea of having edible paper, and which one of her treats that she likes to make the best, and which one of the treats people like to eat the best. So we'll be hearing from Ramya on the 8th of January. Until then, I want you to have a beautiful, beautiful holiday, happiness, and Happy New Year. And until next year, I'll be thinking about you and talking to you in 2 weeks. Alrighty, it was great to be on the air.